Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expressing concerns over Facebook's plan to issue its own cryptocurrency. Emily, what's he saying?
So really interesting, Jerome Powell testifying before the House Financial Services Committee today, and every other lawmaker had a question about Facebook's Libra. And Powell indicated that he is very skeptical of Libra and skeptical of potential problems that could arise as a result, saying that it raises serious concerns about privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, financial stability, and then adding that if those problems occurred at the scale of Facebook's size, they would rise to quote unquote systematically important levels, terrorist financing, for example. So really interesting to hear the skepticism from the Fed chair. This as Facebook plans to testify before lawmakers next week about Libra in particular. Of course, we know lawmakers have been extremely on edge about this. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, for example, has asked Facebook to halt plans on developing Libra immediately, and they just don't seem to be excited about Facebook trying to start its own currency.
Are they excited about anybody starting cryptocurrency?
Well, so up to this point, cryptocurrency hasn't gotten the attention of regulators that it probably should have. And so the industry has flourished without, you know, what could be pending legislation. So what Facebook has done in making this announcement has certainly gotten the attention of Congress, gotten the attention of regulators, and it could, you know, make this a central issue. Now, what Powell said today is that the Fed actually did meet with Facebook before they launched this. They have been examining the issue, but it is certainly unclear what authority the Fed would have over Facebook's Libra and cryptocurrency in general. There are some who say this does rise to the level or would rise to the level of global regulation because it could certainly upset the current financial system and financial markets could be a threat to the financial system. But it remains to be seen how these rules, if the rules come, will work in practice.
And what kind of authority does the Federal Reserve have over cryptocurrency?
Well, as I said, you know, we don't know. The Fed has been examining this issue, but we don't know necessarily what kind of regulation the United States, for example, might put in place. Of course, it's not just the United States that we're concerned about here, but global regulators. There are folks in the UK who are very concerned about this. In India, the economic minister told Bloomberg yesterday they wouldn't allow Libra in their country, which sort of defeats the purpose of what Facebook is trying to do with this. I mean, they have talked about or created this vision of Libra as a sort of democracy currency that you could use to transfer money to anyone, anywhere, in any country, across borders, without astronomical fees. Well, if you can't use it in certain countries, then that kind of defeats the purpose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.